This is Ian Plested in association with Guildford Dragon News and Ben's Collectors Records. I'm here at Hawley Town after Guildford City drew 0-0. You must be very pleased to at least stop the rot with the losses, clean sheet as well, and we had chances to win. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, big improvements on the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we rode our luck a little bit today. No, I think they've hit the woodwork twice, but say we've had our chances, and the draw's a fair result.
We've hit the woodwork as well, start the second half. We looked very at it in the second half. We could have gone 1-0 up, but I think right at the end as well, we're hanging on a little bit as well, but we've done all the jobs correctly, I think, today.
Definitely. Like I say, it's been a hard couple of weeks. We've worked hard to get some new recruits and try and, you know, change it and work on new things, and I think it bear fruit today. I thought the new boys that come in were excellent. I think the work rate and the effort from all the boys was fantastic, and to complete a clean sheet, you know, just tops it off.
With the clean sheet, we've got Adam coming back, and he's pulled off some good saves and been quite dominant at the back to help his defence out today.
Yeah, he's a real talent. You know, he's 18 years old. He's been in and out the side. You know, we had a couple of heavy defeats which weren't down to him, but for a young keeper and his confidence, keep him out the firing line, especially when we had that hard run of fixtures with Knaphill, Jersey and Farnham. So for his development, you know, games like today, you know, be brilliant for him, and you know, he's a top lad and he deserved that today.
With the game of last week, have you managed to be able to work on a lot of the improvements that have happened over the last 10 days? Has it kind of been a bit of a blessing in disguise, or did you really want to get that game on?
Bit of both. It's given us chance to, I would say, improve the squad. You know, it's given us chance to get new players in. You know, and I think you saw today what they brought to the group. So I think it was a good thing in the end to have it off. Like you say, stop the rot. We can almost reset with the new group. Got the first point and clean sheet today, and now it's important we work just as hard and kick on, you know, up to Christmas.
That clean sheet is just so important, considering even with the wins that we've had early on in the season, we were still conceding goals, and they seem to be like double defending. If someone loses, then they've backed up straight away, and I think that's been so important this afternoon.
It is, and like, you know, I know we keep harping on about the ages, but you know, you've got Gloves, who's 18, Lewis Taylor in there is 18, Callum, you know, he's only mid-20, you've got young Darnell, and then you've got the young goalkeeper. They will make mistakes and there will be things, but you know, they've played together a few games now, and I think the partnerships are building, and I think defensively as a whole team we defended better today, and you know, they deserve the clean sheet.
Another week and then it's Tadley at home, and let's keep this going.
Definitely, we look to, you know, like I say, we're always looking to improve, so it's not to say it's a winnable one, but it's one we won't fear and one we looked forward to. And then obviously moving forward, we've got to build my momentum again. You know, I know after the start where we are now, but if you look at the league table, a couple of wins, we're straight back in that playoffs positions where, you know, realistically no one at the club or anyone looking from the outside in would have said we'd have been anywhere near it. So fair play to the lads, fair play to the boys today. You know, the squad, a lot of people not here today, you know, been left out for whatever reason and everything. So, you know, just nice to change our luck and have a bit of a positive interviewee instead of a more, you know, horrible one.
That's very good, and I totally agree. Thanks very much, Chris.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Thank you.
Cheers.